This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arukal Matthew. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, successfully launched its new generation satellite, NVS-02, from Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh today. Geosynchronous Satellite Launch Vehicle, GSLV-F-15, carrying the NVS-02, lifted off at 6:23 a.m. this morning. This launch marks a remarkable milestone for ISRO, commemorating the 100th launch from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. Speaking after the successful launch of the mission, Dr. V. Narayanan, Chairman ISRO, said,
"Extremely happy to announce from the spaceport of ISRO that the first launch of this year, 2025, has been successfully accomplished, with GSLV F-15 launch vehicle precisely injecting the navigation satellite NVS-02 in the required intended orbit."
As part of Republic Day celebrations, beating retreat ceremony will be held at the Vijay Chowk in New Delhi today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other union ministers will be present on the occasion. This year, in the beating retreat ceremony, a total of 30 performances will captivate the spectators with foot-tapping music of the bands from the Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. Delhi Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements in view of the ceremony. As Delhi gears up for the upcoming assembly elections on 5th of next month, leaders from all major political parties have intensified their efforts to woo voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold a rally at Kartar Nagar in Shadra Assembly constituency today. On the other hand, Aam Aadmi Party's national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal will address the public gatherings in Badli and Timarpur Legislative Assembly this evening, whereas senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public gathering in Bhavana. Election Commission has issued notice to Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal in connection with the complaints filed by BJP and Congress over his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River during an interview. The commission has asked Mr. Kejriwal to furnish his response on the complaints with evidentiary support by 8 p.m. today. The second Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh 2025 is underway on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. On the auspicious occasion, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has urged the devotees to take a holy dip at their nearest Ganga Ghat. In a social media post, he emphasized that several ghats have been specially prepared to ensure a safe and convenient snan experience for the devotees. Mr. Adityanath has also appealed to the pilgrims to avoid overcrowding at Sangam Nose. Over 2.78 crores devotees have taken holy dip in Sangam on the occasion of Mauni Amavasya in Mahakumbh Prayagraj today. Our correspondent reports that more than 22 crore devotees have taken holy dip so far. India has dismissed a Canadian report alleging Indian interference in Canada, with the Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, rejecting the claims. The MEA stated that it is in fact Canada that has been persistently interfering in India's internal matters, in further highlighted how much interference has contributed to illegal migration and organized criminal activities. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions over Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim today. According to IMD, light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm is expected over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya for the next 2 days. Indian space spearhead Jasprit Bumrah has been honoured with the prestigious Sir Garfield Sobers Trophy for ICC Men's Cricketer of the Year 2024, recognising his exceptional performances across all formats. Bumrah becomes the first Indian pacer to win this award. And that is the end of this news bulletin.